Exactly 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the Vrindavan forests. The Vaishnava community has made festivals about this all over. In Vrindavan, there was one festival at the Imli Tal, where an intergodia assembly came together. That means all those who are Gaudiyas, regardless of their institutional affiliations, have come to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotees from Puri made a wonderful deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and brought the deity to Radhakund, and Atul Krishna and myself were fortunate to see how this deity was worshipped at the sitting place, the Baitak, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Radhakund. Scholars have published memorial issues about this. It's a wonderful event for which has broadcasted the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over so much that the Prime Minister of Uttar Pradesh gave a special celebration at Kusum Sarovar. And with the help of a very, very expensive sound system rented from Soundcraft, India. The sound was there, which went from Kusum Sarovar to Vasundhara, Braj Vasundhara, and shook us in the bed. A lot of fanfare was there. It's in my little discussions, I want to speak on what this could mean for the members of ISKCON. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan right after his initiation in the year 1502, but he was successful to go, so to say, only 13 years later in the year 1515. But he attempted many, many times to go and was detained by his loving devotees who feared what would happen if fire would touch dynamite. In other words, if the Lord of the Kali Yuga avatar, the Lord who is Radha and Krishna combined, would touch the dust of Vrindavan, which is imbued with prema, what would happen then? Devotees were fearful. Maybe he would stay there. Maybe the ecstasy would come to such a boiling point that the Lord would not contain it. Already in Puri, his limbs sometimes became separated in the joints by this distance, and a little later he shrunk like a tortoise or turtle together. Would the Lord's body be able to stand the raging ecstasies in his visit to Vrindavan? Krishnadas Kaviraj said that his ecstasies increased by 1,000 times when he was just hearing the word Vrindavan. Then when he finally walked to Vrindavan, there was an increment of ecstasy. And when he reached Vrindavan and walked through the forest, his ecstasy was beyond anything ever heard, seen, and talked about. So would that be dangerous for him or not? There was as far as is documented, I have found 4 attempts of Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan, which were failed. But I guess good scholars would find even more attempts. He really wanted to go. He really was eager to go, and there is a reason for this, which we will talk about, and there are many, many lessons for us, both for our physical stay in Vrindavan, as well for us who are knowing about mental residence in Vrindavan and practicing this. In other words, who think at times of Vrindavan, even if they are not in Vrindavan, and think themselves of being and practicing in Vrindavan. It's very helpful for both our stay and our meditation on Vrindavan. And I would like to talk about this. Now, in my own visits to Vrindavan, I noticed a strange phenomena. Sometimes I stayed in Vrindavan and had very ecstatic realizations. At other times, just the opposite happened, and I struggled with mental impressions on the physical platform. Just yesterday it happened. I had some urgent meeting in Radhakund town to do, and then I made a parikram around Radhakund, and in preparation I wanted to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Baitak. When I went there, maybe I was, I don't know, I was a little in a hurry, and I went there and was just about to pay my obeisances when two monkeys jumped at me. And I'm very afraid of monkey bite, because that can end with can have a fatal end. Dogs and monkeys don't brush their teeth, and therefore their bite is not welcome. So I got up, and then five monkeys jumped at me and chased me out from the Baitak, because I had no stick and I was not in my street fighting mood. And they chased me out, and I was very mental afterwards. I felt rejected by Gauranga Mahaprabhu and needed to sit down and think about the event. So I found these two opposites, sometimes very ecstatic moments and realizations and a feeling of overwhelming sweetness, but also then other things, illness and distraction of the mind, and not a spiritual vision, but a quite material vision, where we see it, Vrindavan, as a undeveloped village in Uttar Pradesh, where people live beyond the poverty line, which is accepted by the UN, and so on. So, in my seminar, or I would like to help all of us by extracting lessons from Gauranga Mahaprabhu's visit in Vrindavan, which help devotees both in who stay in Vrindavan or who visit Vrindavan, and those who connect with Vrindavan outside, who want to come raise to the level of Vrindavan or Krishna consciousness. In Vrindavan, Krishna manifests, and therefore we want to come raise our level to this, our consciousness to this level. I want to draw out some very powerful lessons and principles, which will be, I think, amazing. I would like to read to you something from Srila Prabhupada about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's importance for our life. Prabhupada discussed in a lecture in 1976 our present level of consciousness. He said, at this moment our consciousness is merged in worldly desires, and this keeps us far away from Krishna. And then he says directly, this material madness, he calls this madness. Yes, he was outspoken. He wanted to lift us up with an urge. He had an urge to do this. This material madness, you have to give up. It means being absorbed in worldly desires, which keep you so far away. And you have to become mad after Krishna. Then your life is successful. That madness is exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yugaitam nimeshena shakshusha. That madness. One moment appears to be one yuga, 12 years. So shakshusha pravishayita. This our Shikshastakam, verse number 7. Crying, there are tears in the eyes, like torrents of rain. Sunjaitam jagatsavam. I feel the whole world is vacant. Why? Govinda virahena med. This madness is wanted. So that madness is fully exhibited in Vrindavan by by the gopis, Prabhupada says here. Yes. They were mad after Krishna. Simply crying torrents of rain. That is wanted. That is Vrindavan life. I don't know how you deal with the question of ecstasy. Is it a subject matter which you study from the distance as a theological phenomena? Is it something which you hope will never happen to you personally? Is it something which repulses you, sometimes which attracts you? Is it something which is forbidden to think about when it comes to our own life? Is it something which we limit to ecstatic prasadam and other things which we can grab and touch with our hands? Or is it something which we speak like the New Yorkers? They will say, how are you? And you prepare as a dutiful German for a long answer, and they have already turned away because they don't mean it. So is it like when you say, this the Govardhan retreat was ecstatic. Was it ecstatic in the true term of the word, or don't you mean it? Is it just an ISKCON lingo? No, what? The Bhagavatam discusses ecstasy on a personalized. Oh, is that the English word? It brings it to our person. He says, the Bhagavatam asks the question, how will our consciousness ever be purified? And Bhagavatam, it's in the 11th canto, 14th chapter, text 23, says, by bhakti, our consciousness will be purified, which makes the heart melt and cause the hairs of the body stand erect in ecstasies and cause tears come from the eyes. The BBT translation, ISKCON approved standard translation, says, if one's hairs do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? If one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service to the Lord? And without such service, how can the consciousness be purified? This is when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan, and when he did anything, he gave bhava And he lived in Bhava, and he gave and he distributed Bhava, the Bhava of Krishna consciousness, which is an ecstatic, non-material awareness. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always went as Lila Purushottama, as the highest person of Lila, but he also had always embedded in whatever he did an acharya function, that is a teacher who lifts his devotees to the level. We will hear some very wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's visit in Vrindavan and what he teaches through the pastimes. In our movement we have one old lady who for sure went back to Godhead. Maybe Burijan Prabhu and Jagatarini will still remember her. Her name was Ganga Devi. Were you there in Vrindavan when she was there?
I remember a cow named Ganga, though. Different.
That was different. I read it in one Vrindavan newsletter, old Vrindavan newsletter. She was an elderly Bengali lady who joined the Krishna conscious movement in Krishna Balaram temple, and she would every day make garlands. She had a very, very simple room, a little bit outside, and would come every morning and stay in the temple. She would listen to all the English lectures, although she only understood Kemon Ochen and such things, but not English. She was really the most humble devotee, dressed in the white dress, and was very unassuming and did for hours garlands. That was her seva. One day she left the temple and was about to go to her room in a nearby ashram when an inattentive rickshaw driver hit her so hard that the impact broke her back. The devotees at that time were very poor, and there was absolutely no money for her treatment. So after the devotees had shared their blankets and given her solace, she was not able to move out of her room and came by every day with prasadam. They phoned the daughter and said, she needs a hospital, your old mother. Please take her back. And Ganga Devi very reluctantly was put on the train and sent to Bengal. Very reluctantly, because she said, what if I die outside of Vrindavan? So her daughter cared about her in Bengal. Soon she could walk with the aid of a stick. I have her picture. And she returned. She said, I want to return to Vrindavan. She was like, you can see these Indian sadhus who are very old from sitting, and these widows, they bent over and their upper body is almost parallel to the ground. Have you seen them? They have this stick. She was like, she was one of those. She said after some time, I need to go back to Vrindavan. So her daughter said, mother, you're not properly healed. If you fall, the bag will open again and there will be excruciating pain. Stay. But one morning she was gone. She had boarded the Tufan Express for Mathura. She said, without any money, when the ticket conductor came in and said, "Tickets," she said, "I have an invitation but no ticket." Well, ticket conductor said, "Where are you going?" "To Vrindavan." "What will you do there?" "Take shelter of Krishna, Balaram and chant." "Okay, you may go." She went to Vrindavan like that. She stayed in Vrindavan. She couldn't do much. But she died in Vrindavan. What is the lesson Ganga Devi can teach us? Eagerness. When you are eager in Vrindavan for the Sadhu Sangha, for chanting the holy name, for obtaining the mercy of sadhus, guru, Giriraj, Vrindavan opens to you. All obstacles, including the breaking of your back, will be overcome. No tickets required, no money. If there's eagerness, you are accepted as a authorized visitor of Vrindavan, and you are staying here making the most wonderful realizations. If that eagerness is not with us, then everything looks, why do they talk so big about Vrindavan? The rickshaw drivers are cheetahs. The lectures are boring. I've heard it thousands of times, the content. And you see everything with material eyes. If pride covers you, then you are not even really touching Vrindavan or what is Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so eagerness, wanting to go, 13 long years he wanted to go, increasing his ecstasy as he just thinks of Vrindavan. Vrindavan, wonderful. And when he reaches here, what he experiences, how Vrindavan is there and how Vrindavan is not there also, that will also be a lesson. It will all help us to enter deeply into the experience. I wanted to tell you the hard rendering story of Ganga Devi, the unknown Ganga Devi, because she had what is so important in Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. She had the money or the wealth of eagerness, and that made her go to Vrindavan, stay in Vrindavan, want to stay in Vrindavan even when her back was broken and no treatment was there, and return swiftly to Vrindavan, even though she was not yet completely healed. And that eagerness made her a worthy recipient of Vrindavan's greatest mercy, to always remember Krishna, to remember Radharani, and to be focused in such a way that distractions are even only reminding you to be focused more. And that is something which I will highlight, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows wonderful levels of this. It is my great privilege to talk about this subject matter, and if you are all great Vaishnavas, please wish me well. It is a high subject beyond my present capabilities, but I remember Rupa Goswami in an opening verse to one of his theater plays. He excuses himself with his audience, "I'm not so qualified," he says. when you are all exalted devotees and you sit here to now hear my play, it was either Lalita Madhava or Vidakta Madhava. But then I want to remember you. When ordinary well water is used in an abhishek and touches a shalagram shila, it becomes charanamrita. So I pray to you and to Giriraj that my ordinary North German words, I mean, I translate them into an attempt of decent English, will become charanamrita for your ears and will nourish you spiritually very much. It is a wonderful subject matter, and we are in good time. Do you know that Mahaprabhu came at the end of Kartik and he stayed 2 months? So we are still in his staying period. We are still connected. It's a good subject matter. Good. I wish all of you a wonderful Govardhan retreat. May all your conscious hopes and even your subconscious hopes be fulfilled by the mercy of Giriraj. Hare Krishna.